We'll start this meeting with a brief meditation, a guided meditation. So just sit comfortably and turn your attention inward. And rest, allowing your experience, whatever you perceive, whatever is appearing, just to let it be as it is. You don't need to do anything. Don't try to fix your experience or to solve any problems or improve your how you feel. Just let it all be. Just for now. Simply enjoy being. Because being is joyful. Without concern about figuring anything out. Without being troubled by the past. Allowing things to be as they are, your body, whichever way you're feeling right now. Notice that it's possible for the mind to rest. Resting in presence. And how wonderful it is that you don't need to do anything in order to simply be. Like a newborn. A fresh moment. Brand new. That has not yet been conditioned by thought and by time, by beliefs, that in this moment you don't need to be anyone or anything. You don't need to carry the past, concerns about the future. No need to define yourself in any way whatsoever. There is freedom in not knowing what you are. without any identification. Without any striving. Notice the gentle movement of breath, prana. One of the many ways in which consciousness manifests. The warmth of the body. Maybe it's not too warm. Whichever way the body's appearing to you as sensation. It's hard to pin it down, this sensation. Which is the sense of being. Sometimes I speak about the background of being. We may wonder what that is. This intuition that we have about being beyond the form. Being undefined by thoughts and feelings. That deep intuition that we have, that we are not made out of matter. In this moment, in every moment. that we are the invisible presence that's aware thoughts may appear. Images appear. Somehow we know deep down that we are not something which appears. That we are not defined by perceptions, we're not defined by that which we perceive. We have this deep yearning to be free and happy, irrespective of any situation, irrespective of any condition. And although the mind may direct us to various activities via which we will get there sometime in the future, deep down, we know that we are that which we are looking for. We are right now this causeless peace and happiness. Which I sometimes refer to as the background of being. But these are just words, because in reality there is no background and foreground. Such distinctions are conceptual. In fact, reality is one. But we are so habituated to refer to ourselves as the body and the mind, as persons, as some limited beings. we have created a distinction. We've created division. Between our formless and borderless reality. And the body-mind. A conceptual separation. Once we believe that we are body-mind, a female or a male form, then we experience the sense of separation. Then we feel like we're like somebody who's in the ocean who does not know very well how to swim and struggling. To keep their head above water and to make their way to shore. But it's not possible for you to ever leave your true self. It is not possible for you to be that which you are not. It's not possible for you to be anything but the self, this aware presence. Although you may imagine yourself to be a person, a man or a woman, a mother or a father, you are this aware presence, this borderless aware presence. In all states, the waking state, the sleep state, the dreams, the deep sleep state. You are that. She's not esteemed. Turiya. The ground of being. The infinite background of awareness. Which appears as your mind, which appears as the world that you perceive. Which appears as the avatar that you feel yourself to be. Like in your night dreams, you perceive yourself as a character in your night dream. And you perceive a variety of events in your night dream. None of which is separate from you. You being the dreamer. And whatever happens to the characters in your dream is your own creation. It feels and seems so real. Yes. But nothing whatsoever is happening to you. There are no borders to awareness. There are borders to bodies and to minds, but there are no borders to awareness. Notice in your own experience. Don't believe any words that you are hearing. Check it out in your own experience. That you is this awareness, is this presence. And that this presence, this awareness, has no borders, no location. Check it out. Because it is your understanding which matters.